In a press release issued on Wednesday, the county said that according to data collected from the health departments of the state and the county, a decline in COVID-19 cases correlated with the mask order they adopted on June 26th. Health Director Rich Bullo told KPCW that at that time, with new cases increasing amid the onset of the July 4th holiday, they felt the order was necessary. Accounting for the two-week incubation period for the coronavirus, the data showed that cases increased from June 27th to July 11th, then started to plateau. In the 2 weeks after July 4th, a consistent decline in new cases started, aside from a single-day spike. There was a statewide decline during the same period, but Bullo noted the rate and magnitude of decline was significantly greater in Summit County.
So what we did is we looked at the slope of decline in new cases from July 10th, comparing Summit County to the state and running it through to July 27th. And we found a very significant difference in the rate of decline. In fact, the p-value is 0.0002, which is a very strong finding. In fact, if I just share the numbers on July 10th, the state was at 20.56 cases per 100,000. We were at 21.05 per 100,000. Those are new cases. As of the 27th, the state was at 15.36 and Summit County was at 10.6. And I looked this morning and we are at about 8. So we can continue to see that decline.
In the press statement, County Council Chairman Doug Clyde said, quote, "Our situation at the end of June was extremely troubling, but thanks to our residents and businesses, we have turned the corner. We hope to hold this course by continuing to properly wear masks and only gathering when and where it is safe to do so." For the near future, Bullo said they're aiming to increase the amount of contact tracing. So far, it's difficult to say the COVID spread is coming from one particular area.
Specific to events, businesses, and generally gatherings, places that we think coronavirus spreads. And as strange as this seems right now, we're not finding any really clear trends. You know, it makes sense that we'd see cases coming from businesses where relatively large numbers of people gather. So, for example, restaurants and bars. But we're not seeing that on a real consistent basis. We're still seeing a fair amount of family spread, so a single case, and then it will spread within the family. We're not seeing a huge amount of travel related. It has increased from virtually zero to about 15%, and right now it's at 8%.
He added the county recently recruited 10 more people for the contact tracing. Another good sign is that testing in Summit County shows a positive rate of 8% compared to about 10% for the state. A significant number of out-of-county visitors are being tested, but Bullo said positive cases there are not included in the county's data.
Even if they're here and have a second home and it's not their primary residence, let's say it's in Florida, they will be counted as a Florida case. But any contacts that are Summit County residents related to that Florida case would be counted as Summit County cases.
Summit County Health Director Rich Bullo, who added he doesn't look forward to the change of seasons in a couple of months. Bullo said he hopes he's wrong, but they're preparing for a surge in cases in the fall and winter. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.